My love, you didn't forget after all. I was beginning to wonder if I would ever see you again. You don't recognize me. Surely you must be mistaken. You're my mate, after all. There it is. There's that beautiful sign of recognition in your eyes. So, you haven't been being naughty, have you? It's been quite some time since I've come back to land. My duties keep me quite busy at sea, as I'm sure you could imagine. So, you haven't, have you? Been being naughty. I would hate for you to be fooling around with any other sea creatures. Good. Don't forget who you belong to. My Let's see. I'm sure you have so much for us to catch up on to. Don't you? It's been a month or two at least. Surely there's things you have to tell me. It could be anything mundane, really. I just want to hear about your life here on land. Don't be shy. Go on. Tell me all there is that I need to catch up on. I missed your birthday. Oh, darling, I had no idea. I'm so sorry. You'll have to allow me to make it up to you. Give you a gift, but we can discuss that later. For now, I'd like to catch up. Did you spend it alone? I would really hope not. I see. Nothing too eventful then. Perhaps we could celebrate it again. Just you and me. What else? What is this strange box you keep fiddling with? Well, it lights up and you look at it. It must be important. Who is this girl? She's in the box. Cell phone. I've never heard of this cell phone. And who is this girl, anyways? Is she special to you? A celebrity? That doesn't answer the question. Is she your... You haven't been... You're loyal to me, aren't you? Well, if you insist, then I believe you, my love. What else does this strange box do? It's very thin. I suppose you couldn't really call it a box. More of a... clamshell. I don't know. Ooh. Oh, now the girl's gone. There's other things. It's you. How did you get in there? Picture. Do you think you could take a picture of me? Well, I don't want you to look at that stupid celebrity all the time when you could look at me. I'm absolutely gorgeous, aren't I? Why wouldn't you want to look at your mate? Go on. Take a picture. Don't I look beautiful right now? It's the perfect time for you to. Oh, wow. It doesn't really capture all my beauty, but I suppose it will suffice. I'll be happy enough knowing that whenever I'm not around, you can still look at me. Is this your family? In the picture? Wow. It's, they all look like you. Sort of. Will you introduce me to them one day? I am your mate, after all. Do you not think that they would want to get to know me? Of course, I could introduce you to my family, too. Though it would be a bit hard, seeing as you probably can't breathe underwater. Don't worry, though. I'm sure I could whip up a few spells, though it would take some time. Yes, of course. You could visit. Like I said, I would need a bit to prepare the necessary spells and make the necessary arrangements, but you could visit my kingdom. After all, you... you are to be its king. In a way, I suppose. It's complicated. I don't want to get too much into the details right now. I hope you understand. Obviously, there's a reason I've come to the surface to find a mate. But like I said, it's complicated. I'm just happy to be here with you right now. Could we enjoy that time, please? Thank you, my love. I have a question for you. Do you enjoy the time we spend together? I know my visits are few and far between, but I find myself wondering when I'm at work, when I'm doing queenly things. I find myself wondering if you think about me when I'm not with you, the way that I think about you when I'm not with you. Is that stupid? You do? That's good. That makes me happy, my love. I think I owe you something. No, I do. I missed your birthday and I feel awful. I owe you a gift. I owe you a celebration. I did say that I would do something for you to make it up to you. I meant it. Come on. Don't you want something? I'm your mate, your life partner. You won't accept a gift from me? Exactly. That's what I thought. All right now. Close your eyes. Just close them. Freaking out. You don't want them. And what exactly do you think mate implies? My best mate? My best friend? Is that what you thought this was? No, dear. You know exactly what it means. And you know exactly what I want from you. Exactly what I want to give you. Smart one. Now, let me give you a gift. A gift worth waiting for. A gift that you'll remember for a long time to come. A gift that will leave you wanting more and more. Doesn't that sound exciting? Believe me, I'm really upset that I couldn't be here with you for your special day, but I'm hoping you'll forgive me. How does that sound? What? Your face is turning all red. But surely you know why I'm beginning to come closer to you. Surely you know. No, come not, my love. You're a smart boy. You know better. You know what it is I want from you. You know why I'm touching you. Why I'm running my hands slowly up your thigh. You know why my fingers are inching closer and closer to your to your very sizable dick. What? You don't like it when I use that word? Makes your face turn red. What would you rather me call it? Your penis? Your cock. It doesn't matter what I call it. Because either way, it's going to go deep inside of me. And you're going to do what every good mate should do. And you're going to fuck me until I can't think straight. Doesn't that sound amazing, my love? I think it sounds amazing. So you think it sounds good too? Up, up, up. You don't have to say anything. I've got my hand on your back and, well, I can feel you relaxing into me. You're starting to like the sound of this. Come now. You don't have to pretend. No judgment here. It's just me, your mate. And I already love you as you are. You think I care if you get turned on when I touch you? If anything, that excites me more. That little whimper when I almost graze against your dick. You want me to touch it, don't you? Oh, but should I? It's so much more fun to watch you squirm. What do you think, darling? Should I touch your throbbing cock? Should I put it inside me? What do you think? Nodding your head doesn't mean anything to me. I can't hear it rattle. Why don't you tell me what you want? That makes this little game so much more fun. Good. So you can speak. Well, what do you want me to do with it? Go on. Be specific. We have all the time in the world. Did I just hear a please? Please what? Oh. Touch it. I suppose I can oblige. If that's what you want, my love. Let's get these already so wet. Perfect lubrication to stroke it with. It's okay. You don't have to hold back your voice. Let it all out, my love. I want to know that me touching you makes you feel good. Do you like it? I didn't hear you. You're going to have to be louder than that. I said, do you like it? Good. What about here? If I rub around on the tip with my thumb? Ooh, that makes you squirm. And you're letting out such cute little moans. You're gonna drive me crazy, and we've only just started. That good, huh? You think you're gonna come? Why don't you come all over mommy's tits, yeah? Don't be afraid. Let it all out, baby. Wow! So much. When was the last time you know, based on this amount, I would have to say it's been quite some time, hasn't it? Or do you just have lots of cum always? Well, now that that's out of the way, and you still look like you could go another round, so I think, my love, that I'm going to climb on top now, and we're gonna have some fun. It's already so wet, and so am I. I think it'll just slide Right. And, just like that. Calm down. It would be a shame if you came just from being inside. I haven't even moved yet. No, it's kind of cute. I can take it slow at first if you want. But it's still going to be just as rough as I want it to. How does it feel? Don't be shy. Take what you want. Rest up, darling. We'll want to go again later.